This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. I want to thank Doug Mouton for joining us for a few minutes talking Saints, certainly, and also college football. Charlie, really sad news coming from LSU as it was confirmed that the LSU freshman pole vaulter Dylan Reidenauer died in a car crash Wednesday night in Baton Rouge. She was 18 years old, and man, you know, hearts and prayers go out when you lose somebody that young. Man, you know, you think about their family immediately, mom and dad and all friends. And so we do have people here that brought it up to me. And, I didn't know Dylan at all, but I do remember when signed on, so to speak, at LSU. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to the Reidenauer family for the loss of Dylan in a just terrible car crash, 18 years old, to lose your life. Our thoughts and prayers go out with her. Charlie, we were talking a little bit about the combine, and the big men were running today, and I saw Cam Jackson, who is from Haynesville, Louisiana, was a verbal commit to Coach O and LSU. He had a grade problem or two, and finally he signs on with Memphis late, spent a couple years there. Then Billy Napier was trying to get him to go to UL when he was there, and so he signs with Florida. I don't know what his weight was. The last time I saw him, he was over 350 pounds. I think he has lost some weight. Charlie, if I saw right, he ran a 5.18 40-yard dash. Listen, that's the fastest I've ever seen him run. Right. You talk about a big man that can move. Cam Jackson is that. From Haynesville, Louisiana, and he bounced around a little bit. And had he had his grades right, he would have been able to get in at LSU. It just didn't work out there. But sometime God puts you in the right place, right time. Goes to Memphis. Then he follows Billy to University of Florida. And, man, talk about a big man athlete. Cam is that. He can run, and he is a big hoss in the middle.
Yeah, a lot of defensive linemen are currently actually getting their times right now, Mike. Derek Harmon, who's someone that you had kind of in the back end of your first mock, just put on a 4.97 in his first 40-yard dash attempt.
Who did that?
Derek Harmon.
Oh, that don't surprise me. And when we get Pete on, we're going to check. Pete has worked at University of Oregon. Now, Derek was a transfer guy. He started out at Michigan State. Derek Harmon's the one guy, Charlie, I told you, every pick, like the last nine for me, it was Derek Harmon or –
Yeah, a lot of those teams could use interior defensive line help, and obviously Derek Harmon is one of those guys.
He's like, a big
loaded
man.
Class,
Mike. He's a big man in the middle.
And he also runs a sub-5 in the 40-yard
dash.
So
if you mess with him and you try to run away from him, you got issues.
Yeah, exactly. Because
he can also catch you on that end. And a lot of the guys, we also saw a couple guys pull out because of hamstring issues that they had that was caught. Now, you never go through a physical like you will at the combine. Man, they got anything body part on you, they've checked it out. And so we've had some of them decide not to run. And the news on Abdul Carter,
Boy,
the other agents, are they going to beat the drum on this? And I just tell everybody, be careful. They want to try to get him to drop. Man, listen, he ain't getting past the third pick. He most likely will go 2 because I think Cam Ward goes 1. But, man, these agents will beat the drum about, man, y'all got damaged goods with Abdul Carter? Yeah, he got a little issue, but it's not a major one.
And if he gets past the third pick, then he's going with the 4th pick to the Patriots. Like, this is all ridiculous. It's Abdul Carter. He's one of the 3 blue-chip prospects in this class. He's not falling past, you know, pick 3. And Mike, real quick, we do have NFL just tweeted this about an hour ago. The 40-yard dash official for the 2025 defensive lineman, Ty Robinson from Nebraska, leads the way at 4.83 at his size.
Charlie, I'm going to be honest with you. I know the guy that works him out. He told me he's run sub 4.8.
Wow.
Now, again, this does not tell you if he can play, because I think with Ty, at times he gets caught in certain spots. I don't think he's the most instinctive guy in the world. But, man, is he an athlete.
Now, the 2 guys that I know can play are right smack dab in the middle of this list, Mike. And that's Derek Harmon, as I mentioned, a 4.95, and Darius Alexander from Toledo, a 4.95 as well. They both tied for 5th on this ranking. So couple guys I think could see hear their name called pretty early in the 2025 draft.
Halfway into the 2024 season, we were doing the pregame for LSU. And Herb Tyler tells me, tell me a guy I don't know nothing about that you think will end up maybe being a first-round pick. I said, Darius Alexander from Toledo. He said, Toledo? I said, yeah.
Quinyon Mitchell.
I said, Quinyon got picked in round 1. He said, yeah, but Mike, a big man, why did he stay? I was like, well, maybe they got some NIL money that kept him at Toledo. But you could tell his progression as a player, every week when you watched him, he got better and better. He goes to the combine. He was kicking everybody's rear end there. And so for him to put on a show like that in Indy, that don't surprise me.
Mike, he's an older prospect, too.
Yes, he is. 25.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a guy that NFL ready. We talk about that all the time. And he's going to go in the back end of
very
the first
mature,
round.
Very mature.
Go in the back end of the first round to a team that needs defensive line help, and he's going to help them right off the bat. So Darius Alexander, but a very nice kind of showing at the combine early on, kind of proving himself as a future first-round pick.
That's one of those guys that if you pick in a fight and think you're going to run away from him, you better be a track sprinter because he's that type of guy. And he's put up some really nice numbers every week he was double-teamed, every week at Toledo. I knew if I was playing Toledo and I had to block him, it wasn't going to be with one guy. It was going to be 2 every snap.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.